You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM on WISS, and of course the Civic Media app for all our folks in Oshkosh, which is where Zach Clark and Ian Wenger are co-founders of Fifth Ward Brewing. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you guys sound great.
I liked it a lot.
It's Fifth Ward Brewing and Tap Room.
Yep.
And we're excited about, you know, I got to be honest with you. John and I haven't been to your place. We love Oshkosh, but I think we're coming down next week. But Todd, our producer, is, I don't know if you gave him his own stool.
Well, he's a regular.
It's my home away from home.
Okay, I'll
just
say that.
It's like two steps down from the station and just a couple blocks from my house.
Okay, I remember when places like this first started, like 20 years ago or whatever, people had their own mugs hanging there with their names on where they would come in.
The mug club.
I don't have
a mug. Yeah, the mug club.
I don't have a mug yet. All right. We might work that out.
Can you guys work on that for Todd?
Yeah, but you got to buy so much. Yeah, you got to get your punch card filled out. And although Todd's got...
Well, Todd just raves about your place. Tell us a little bit about Fifth Ward Brewing.
Yeah, we opened up in 2017. So Zach and I kind of go way back to our college days. Met each other working at a kitchen locally here in Oshkosh. So we kind of have a culinary background. Started homebrewing together very naively, kind of first batch. We're like, let's open a brewery. I think this city needs another one.
You know?
And real rich brewing history here in Oshkosh. A lot of breweries kind of through the 1800s into the early 1900s. So that's kind of where we got our name from as well, Fifth Ward Brewing Company, sort of a nod to a historical brewery in the late 1800s, kind of one of the last great traditional German breweries here, Fifth Ward Brewery, which is about a block and a half away from the house that we sort of learned to brew in back in our college days as well, kind of one of those beat up college houses that we turned the basement into a little mini brewery area. And I just thought it was a good nod to that. Kind of fast forward a few years, we used all of our resources at UW Oshkosh as much as we could. We're both alum from there, and the Small Business Development Center was huge helping us, and then found some investors, found a property. We kind of found this really sweet little spot here down on South Main, about two blocks from where we're sitting right now, and loving to see the redevelopment of this area. So we love being here. We got the Herd Arena and everything happening now. And we've been open. This is our eighth full year now. We opened in 2017.
Well, we look forward to coming to your place because we love Osh. We really enjoy coming to that studio right downtown Oshkosh and that part of town and everything. We talk about this all the time, how we love the fact, and Jim knows this better than anybody, it's a lot cheaper to just knock down an old building and build a new one than to update old buildings. And I love the fact that Oshkosh has made such an effort to preserve those really old buildings. And like you were talking about with the history of Oshkosh, I had no idea. Last year when we had all the different people, Todd brought a bunch of people on. It's mind-boggling how long people have been making beer in Oshkosh, in some of the same buildings since the Civil War. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot of the big old brick buildings, kind of that Cream City sort of style you see on Milwaukee. We have a lot of that up here. And, within maybe a mile radius of where we're at, there was probably three or four different breweries and some of the bigger ones too from the time. But yeah, listen, the old buildings, we love them. It's really great architecture, really cool character. We're no stranger to leaky roofs. We've definitely been dealing with that same thing as well at our place. But, you know, that's part of it is, you know, we wanted to come in here and turn an underused space into something cool and beautiful that people can come.
Kudos to you guys for investing in the downtown. I mean, the city couldn't have done it without it. You got to get businesses to come in there and to honor the history of not just that area, but to brewing for the last 100 years. Although probably a little bit of different marketing, because I don't know that they had this cinnamon roll foolin'.
What is it?
Cinnamon roll foolin'. Oh. Not sure that was one of their lead, or the no foolin'. Tell us who comes up with the different recipes, I guess, and then actually the different names. It's very interesting.
You don't think Joseph Schultz had a cinnamon in the beer?
I don't think he did.
So Zach and I kind of both have a hand in that. You know, we both do some of the brewing. You know, we both brew, we both kind of run various sort of aspects of the business. But a lot of it's collaboration. I know Zach can kind of touch on that. You know, we both like different things and enjoy different styles. So
we're at
lot of times we'll look at what the market wants. When we're out on the road selling beer, talking to customers, what's new, kind of take our food. We're foodies. So going to restaurants, other things, seeing desserts, other things that we can turn into beer is something that we love to do. So trying to push the boundaries, always trying to do something new. And then of course, bringing back regulars that we've done. So, you know, we'll bring stuff back once a year, once every other year, every 3 years. But like I said, always trying to make new stuff, just kind of paying attention to the culinary, hospitality industry, the beer industry, and combining that all into one, just to create great products.
Yeah, keeping my finger on the pulse.
I just got a text here from Ted Stefaniak, who does all the Herd games. He says, it is a fantastic place to grab a beer before and after a Herd game.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
And beer. Of course we love that.
We're here, here with Dennis, lead singer of the Glam Band, who's a big fan of yours. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, gentlemen. I want to just, first of all, commend you. I mean, the hard work it takes to do all that heavy lifting to get where you are and to be in business that long. I mean, you should probably pat yourselves on the back or shake each other's hand a little bit and bask in the in how awesome that is that you've gotten to this point. If you could speak a little bit about the grind, the buildup to get to where you've been.
Yeah, no, we definitely appreciate that. You know, I think that's something that we really wanted to embody, and especially like even our branding and things like that. We do have a tagline we don't use as often as we should, but it's well brewed, well deserved. Sort of really embodies that sort of, you know, we want to make high quality beer for high quality people and, you know, work hard doing it, because we think at the end of the day, the hard work is what pays off. Work hard, play hard kind of ethic. But yeah, you know, I think we learned really early on too, a lot of networking things, you know, really held again through the UW Oshkosh, really led us down a good path of getting to know essentially every bar owner, restaurant owner, liquor store, grocery store. I mean, we met all the people within the industry in the area, you know, realizing early on that that was sort of going to be the key to success and helping us grow. And then, you know, everything still is internal, man. You know, like we manage everything internally still. I think the owner operator aspect of it is huge. You know, Zach does all of our accounting and things like that, you know, so.
We got Zach Clark and Ian Winger, co-founders Fifth Ward Brewing in Oshkosh.
Speak a little bit more about your industry. You guys get along, and some industries don't, and I think that's too bad for that industry, because there's enough out there to grow the pie. And you're part of this whole contest we're having with, I guess one could look at them as competitors, but they're really people who are all in the same industry of bringing this great product in. Tell us about the industry and how you make that happen.
Yeah, this is something I've been telling a lot of people lately is last year was the first year that that more breweries in America closed than opened. So I think there's this pendulum that sort of swing back the other way. But Wisconsin and Green Bay, especially, you guys have some great breweries up there. I think Wisconsin specifically, those were all pretty tight knit. It's not a massive state with, you know, 1,000 breweries in it. You know, there's a few hundred. But yeah, we all collaborate. We all get real close. And that's true. You know, it's one of those kind of high tide rises all ships sort of right. situations. You know, the people that like craft beer aren't going and drinking one craft beer. They're not like a Bud Light drinker, Busch Light drinker, per se. You know, they're not just going to the bar and ordering that one beer. They're trying everything on tap. You know, I said some of the most popular things that get ordered at our place are flights, right? So it's people right. coming in and ordering four different beers so they can try them all. And they'll probably have another one, you know, kind of running the gamut. And, you know, the variety is really what keeps us afloat, I think. And, you know, the people that go to our brewery, we know go to the other breweries. It's not going to do us any good to, you know, try and be in competition. And it's a friendly competition, right, you know, right. I think we all kind of encourage each other to grow and do better, make better beer. And, you know, events like this or competitions and things like this are a great example too. You know, it's all in fun and respect. And
yeah, we've seen that.
No,
that's not a gimme. There's a lot of other entities of where people
healthcare, banking.
Hate each other.
Well, craft beer is a real nerdy thing too. You know, you get real deep in the weeds with it. So once you're out, you know, once you're making it, you know, on this scale, it's like, all right, it's a language in and of itself.
I gotta tell you something though. Okay. So Ted, you know, just text me about that. Ted is a beer maker, you know, local, I mean, grows hops and everything like that. And he made one like a Pilsen kind of beer that was phenomenal. It's like, and you guys, you know, started in the, in a basement. People can make some pretty good beer, can't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it can be hit and miss, but they can make some good
people
beer.
Some people can bake incredible chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. You know?
There's a talent.
Once you crack the code.
Yeah.
And brownies.
There you go.
Sorry, okay, somebody had to say it.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I like, gentlemen? What I like hearing in your voice, I hear the passion that you guys still have.
Yep.
It sounds like it's been there. It sounds like it's nothing going to leave you either. So totally I think that's fantastic. Yeah. No question, well, just a comment.
But okay, so we're really excited. Todd, give everybody the details once again on the campaign.
Well, basically, if you're a fan of Fifth Ward like I am, what you can do right now is go to WGBW.FM or WISS.FM and click on the top craft pick with Mino and the mayor, and that is where you're going to see all the people involved with this, just having fun with it. We want these communities to enjoy their local businesses. You can vote for Fifth Ward right now. At the end of this contest, which will be the week of the NFL draft, we will announce the winner. But more importantly, we just want people to get out there and stop by these locations, try their products, right, get to know them, and be out in the community with us. It's Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Again, WGBW.FM or WISS.FM.
So you got the tap room, but the packaged beer, is it all? It can't be all packaged. I mean, how, and where do we get that if we're not there? Like your distribution.
So that's it's a great question. So we, just a little background on that too. So we opened up, our brewery is large enough to support sort of distribution. And that was always the plan from the start. So for the first 5 years, we were out on the road doing all of our own sales and deliveries and things, really building up the brand in our own way. And then about, this will be our third full year. So about 2 years ago, we signed with a local distributor here, helped us greatly expand our footprint. So now we're essentially across the state from Eau Claire to Wausau and then to Oshkosh, where the three main hubs of where our beer is getting distributed from.
That's awesome.
So locally, you can check pretty much all your local liquor stores, basically from, you know, Green Bay to here. And Fond du Lac, that area. And then as well as festival foods, most of the festival foods, I know Woodman's in Appleton has a really large selection of our stuff.
Great. Wow, you guys.
Taproom, obviously, we have a big old cooler with all the to-go for.
Awesome. Wow. Dennis?
Todd was mentioning too to us that you have an outdoor area when the weather is nice. And
we do. We have a nice little fenced in beer garden, so you can bring your four-legged friends out back and drink some beer.
There you go, Jim.
Is it open today?
Bring milk.
We're gonna hit 50.
People just need to look for that gorgeous. People need to look for that gorgeous mural on the side of your building.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, brand new as of last summer. So nice. That was really something really awesome the city's been doing. They're trying to help out with the beautification of everything, and that's so they awesome. Had some grants available. And we were able to
phenomenal.
Actually, to come paint that whole thing. So
Fifth Ward Brewing in Oshkosh. Give me your exact address.
We're at 1009 South Main Street.
You guys are awesome. All right. Will see you soon.
Yep.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again.
Back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
BW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, it was great having those guys on. You guys were both saying during the break, Zach Clark and Ian Wenger from Fifth Ward Brewery. You could just hear it in their voices, huh?
Yeah. God love them. I mean, they survived COVID. And they're growing. It's just, that's awesome.
Creative, trying new things, outdoor deck, you know, getting in these contests. They get along with everyone. I mean, this is what business should be.
Great location, beautiful Oshkosh. Downtowns, man, I'll tell you, are underrated.
They really are. When they're authentic. When exactly. It's not like, you know, buildings built plastic, in the 70s and, you know, things like that.
You need those 100-year-old buildings.
Yeah. I was leading into you, Brian.
And then
I was leading into you.
Because authentic isn't like a mall or something.
Yeah.
Oh, here Segway. We go. Here we go.
Hey, he's the one.
I'm just saying. Okay. Brian from the Heights is in here. His building was built in 1877.
For sure.
He wasn't around then, but.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That is old.
It is old. We love it, though.
Oh, it's great. Love it, too.
Great building, great spot.
Okay, I'm just going to ask.
Go for it.
Draft, did they?
Bingo.
Oh!
It's a big one. Yep. We pulled a, I'm not going to get into the details, but the Wednesday night before the draft, we booked a NFL team.
Yes. Phenomenal.
Way to go.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes. Very excited about that.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Pay a few bills, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of with that, I'll even plug it. So, you know, any businesses, corporations, teams, agencies, if you're looking for a place to hold a private event for the draft during the week, reach out to me at Heights.
Except Wednesday night now.
It's a beautiful location, and you have your own space. You have your own distance from people.
Well, and you don't, yeah, upstairs. You don't, it's a fantastic environment. Cool.
I mean, you don't want to go to Applebee's or TGI Fridays. No, I'm just saying that. I know if you go to a city, you want to see that city.
Absolutely.
And you're on the water. They're downtown, brick. It's just
they want to see the unique restaurants that are unique to the city.
And like I said, Curly Lambeau might have been sitting exactly where they're going to be sitting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, congratulations to that.
Great visit. You deserve that. We got the confirmation yesterday. So.
All right.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're thrilled.
That's huge.
It is big.
You can't tell us the team yet, though, huh?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll tease it for a little while.
Hold up. Ashley told me.
Ashley will talk.
Ashley told me already.
Oh, she did. Goodness.
I think, Brian, you told me already. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hold that then.
Hey, maybe if people come in for the parlor on Tuesday night, maybe we'll wear the gear of the team. So that'll be the teaser to go through in the door.
Wink, wink, wink.
Love it. What else is going on there?
Well, I'm going to plug this. This is a big deal for Green Bay women's basketball tomorrow. 1 p.m. against Indiana Fort Wayne for the conference championship.
Yes.
Cassie Schultz.
Yes.
Great player, great person. And her and six other seniors, it's their last one. So
Cassie works for you.
And that's why I'm plugging it even harder, because Cassie worked for us and she works for us in the off season. But hey, senior day tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the title at Crest, fill it up. And then after they bring home the W, head over to Heights and have some grub and let's celebrate.
That sounds fantastic.
Great. A dub and grub. I love it.
They've had a great year.
It's been fantastic.
Coach Kayla has just done a phenomenal job.
Yeah. A couple other things going on. The Myers tonight. So we've got Oh What a Night, a tribute to Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. So I'll grab some dinner before the show. Tomorrow, Deuces Wild, Dueling Pianos over at the Meyer. That's always a great show.
Always popular.
We're gearing up for a busy weekend down here, so we're excited, we're geared up, we're ready to go, so let's see everyone else.
Yeah. And you know what, I'd be honest with you, don't go to your place looking for bar food.
No.
That ain't bar food. Your food is so much better than what you'd expect from a bar.
Yeah, and we made some final tweaks, so we have, I'm going to not say a new menu, but everything's come together now. After a year, we're trying to figure everything out, you know, what do people want, what don't they want, so we've come full circle. Yeah. So now we got something that we feel is going to be great for, you know.
See, we've been on a year and a half. We're still trying to figure out what's going on. Exactly. No, I will give you a lot of credit for listening to your customers. So many people get into business and, nope, this is it. It's like, no, listen to your customers. They're the ones paying
the bill. And we came around to that. I mean, you tried. And, you know, you get hit in one side of the chin. You got to pick your chin up and get hit again. And then you figure it out. And here we are.
But, but I've seen people, too, that they're, like, really stubborn. No, this is how I'm doing it. And
won't be in business long.
But you know the types.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
What else got going on, Brian?
Well, Lent is next week, so we're going to have some fish going on next Wednesday and, you know, the whole Lent season.
That's right.
Season
what are you doing for Fat Tuesday?
Fat Tuesday? Well, you have to come in and find out, I guess.
Okay. We got to have, like, some big gumbo type thing or so. Isn't that a Louisiana thing?
It's possible.
Fat Tuesday?
Honestly, we haven't really planned anything for Fat Tuesday, but we have a lot of things planned for March Madness. I mean, March is going to be madness.
Time flies.
It's crazy it's March right now.
Gee whiz.
But I'll tell you what, that time span from when you start the basketball tournaments, high school, boys, girls, men's, women's, whatever, every day. You know, in the NFL, it's like you play a game, then you spend 6 days talking about it. Right. Mm-hmm. With the college basketball tournaments and the high school basketball tournaments, like every day, literally, there's something cool going on.
Absolutely. And then just a couple more things we want to put out there for everyone. Next Saturday, the 8th, Tony Fritz is going to be playing some live music.
Oh, we had Tony in here a couple of weeks
ago. So she's going to be returning to play on her piano. And then another new artist who's been here, Tyler SJ, is coming on Thursday, the 13th.
Oh, fun. I'll be there for that.
So, yeah, we're going to do more of a Thursday night live music. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Brian with the Heights Pub and Parlor, they're the sponsors of our music series every week. We get so many requests, people wanting to come in. You know, normally we thought, well, how are we going to find? We get requests all the time, people wanting to come here.
That's great. That's what we want.
We actually have an open slot next week. So if anyone wants to reach out, email us at minoandthemayor@civicmedia.us.
Fantastic. Yeah. That'll get filled. So thanks. We wouldn't have this if you guys weren't sponsoring it.
Yeah. Well, we love sponsoring. So
Well, we love your place.
We extended the contract, so we're good to
go. I'm assuming with this Lent starting, you know, you're going to lean into a little bit more fish fries,
absolutely,
right? I mean, that's just great. That's what we do. I'm not sure why. I do know why we have that, but I think it's great you're doing that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So.
All right.
I don't know where you're going.
My mind was gearing up for that one,
too. There's something here. He was hesitating.
That's great. I think we should support.
Agreed.
It's great. Well, good. All right, Brian. This is going to be fun. We're going to see you. You get a lot of entertainment, big weekend.
Yes.
And really, if people are downtown, I mean, there's options, and you're one of them, and you're a great one.
Yeah, support small business.
Did you figure out if we can talk about your other thing going on next Tuesday?
Oh, the parlor payout. Why not?
So, go ahead. Hey,
okay, this is fun.
So I'm going to high level this.
Yes.
All right.
If you want an opportunity to win some monetary prizes.
Yes.
Stopping at Heights.
Yes.
Come during happy hour between 4 and 6.
Okay.
Enjoy some happy hour specials.
Okay.
We have about 10 numbers left to be chosen.
Okay.
And let's just say if your number gets chosen.
Yes.
There's a nice prize at the end of the rainbow.
If
you're there.
And the odds are good.
So
the odds are really good.
This is something new.
We're all in.
We're doing it at Heights because everyone was talking about, let's get the upstairs open. Let's, get some action up
Tuesday
there.
Tuesday night.
First Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday.
Fat
Tuesday.
Oh, man.
And then every Tuesday.
We're there.
Every
we're
first
eating.
Tuesday right. of the month.
Oh, my gosh. Write it down. We're there. Thank you so very much. Brian, Heights Pub and Parlor, folks. You won't find a better place to go before an event, after event, or after the ball game. Back with Jamie Fletcher.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to our favorite part of the week. And it really and truly is. It's the Heights Pub and Parlor music series. And I am so excited about this guest entertainer, Jamie Lynn Fletcher, who I'm a huge fan of.
Aww.
And it turns out Jim here probably had his head in the clouds that day. Tell everybody.
In his clouds?
Tell everybody where you first met this guy.
At the opening of the Zippin' Pippin', I was the entertainment. And
we brought in the best.
That's right. You know, why not?
Elvis is no longer here.
That's right. And we had to do something.
We had to do something at that level.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you. I'm glad you came to that. And
what do you mean the king is dead, baby?
So that was actually at Graceland, for real. Like, that was his roller coaster?
Yeah. Yes. And he rode that, and he would buy it out. And bring his friends there.
Okay.
And he rode that for hours and hours and hours.
What was that?
Yeah.
He took drugs on there. It was just too bad. But could you believe he fit in that cart?
I hope you cleaned all the drugs out.
We did. The only cart that's original is the first one. But anyway, a couple things. Anyway, thank you for doing that. That's really been quite a success.
It was super fun.
And we still have fun. We have Elvis night and
awesome.
A lot of.
Do you play Elvis?
Do you know who?
No.
Do you know who goes out there? And my daughter was one of them.
Frank does.
Between the at a wedding, between the mass and the reception, we have a lot of bridal parties that go out there and ride it, which I think is really cool.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, just like I'm in Green Bay. Let's
That's
have
a beautiful tradition.
And they can cut the line. We allow that. So anyway, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason it's been so successful because of you.
Of
course, you know that.
Dennis,
how are you doing?
We love having you as part of this. You and Jamie, both two extremely popular local professional musicians.
Well, she is anyway.
What's the same wavelength that you guys have battled and gone through to get where you are today?
Well, like we used to both have long hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gave that up for Lent.
Yeah.
It was getting in my way.
Okay.
I was, sometimes you just got to pull it back and be mature.
Oh, so what's my excuse? I cut mine. I still don't have an excuse yet.
Jamie, are you a fan of his type of music, the 80s glam?
I'm actually more of a 90s hip hop girl.
Did you hear that?
There's no better out there, John.
there are a lot of great tunes in the 80s, and I need to check out your band more. I'm sorry, I have chickens. Like, I'm doing the farm met thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not excited about your chickens. You have beautiful chickens.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever said you have beautiful chickens?
A couple times.
Okay. You do have beautiful chickens.
Are you really doing the farm met thing?
Yeah.
I tried that.
Okay.
It
and?
Did,
no.
Is that in Brilliant or in Stangleville?
Bought a place out there, 40 acres, and I thought that would be cool to kind of live out there and still have the amenities of the city 25 miles.
It didn't work. No, I grew up with chickens. Like, I was raising glamoury chickens when I was a kid. I was showing them in all the competitions, training them, blah, blah, blah. I had chickens before chickens were cool, so I am a farm girl. Like,
And you know what?
You're from the UP, aren't you?
No, my mom is.
Your mom.
My
mom
is, yeah. So
I just want to say, on the farmette thing, and I mean it seriously, you have a nice, healthy glow about you.
Thank
doesn't
you.
She? I mean, really, you guys. And that's something that guys who live in the hood aren't going to get. But anyway, welcome.
I can sell you some fresh eggs.
All right.
We'll take them.
How much?
Right.
We will take them. I got to talk. Okay, we're going to have you perform, but we want to talk a little bit about your books.
Okay.
Your children's books. Go ahead and talk about those, please.
So Scooter, the matriarch of my chicken coop, she is like a miracle chicken. So she's got more lives than a cat. And she had a really bad accident when she was young. And there was a feral cat.
Was she driving?
Cat attack. She wasn't. Well, she drives now. But she's really good at manual transmission. I mean, we don't screw around with automatics in Fletcherville. She will steal your car. She will totally steal your car. You leave any door open, car door, she'll be in it. You leave the back door open in the house, she'll be in. My chickens are, they are free ranging. Like, but you got to be careful because they'll get lost in the garage. They'll get in your car. Anyway, so Scooter... I've had so many people throughout her life tell me, oh, you've got to write a Scooter needs a book. And she is going on 12 now, which is like a million years in chicken years.
Wow.
And she's beautiful. She's a silver lace Polish, you know, with the floofy, glamoury
hair. She's beautiful,
So she's gotten so much attention. And my chickens actually have been some of the faces of McMurray National Hatchery Magazine. And I know, it's a big deal. I've been ordering from them since I was a kid, but...
Is that like Cat Fancy or something?
Kind of.
Comparison?
This is like for crazy chicken people.
Okay. I didn't know there was such a thing as crazy chicken people.
There are crazy chicken people, but...
I know the funky chicken!
Chickens
sit down,
are cool.
Dennis. Okay. Don't ever do that again.
So we started last year, and I was invited to go play Chicken Fest in Webster City, Iowa. Rory Feek was closing. I was opening. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I should have been closing, but it was just super fun. So I said, Scooter, we got to get the book out before we go to Chicken Fest. And she had like town hall meetings to do and stuff because she was running for president at the time too. She had like a whole campaign with T-shirts.
This is your chicken we're talking about.
This is my chicken.
Okay,
you see the book.
This is my chicken.
Incredible story.
So that's her first children's book, and it's Scooter hatching, and a lot of chicks don't make it, and people don't know that. It's really hard. You cannot help them hatch either. It can take up to 24 hours. They have to do it on their own. I mean, you can if it gets really struggly, but then you probably will have a weak bird. They have to get through this. So it's sort of the human struggle of she's trying, and she hits so many walls, literally the inside of the shell, and she wants out because she wants to experience something bigger in the world than being in her safe zone in the shell.
So what is that? Okay, because I'm trying to... Holy
metaphors,
what's the theme here?
It's the hero struggle.
Right? Okay.
She's in her safe zone, but she's a really active, planning, plotting, adventurous little being, but she gets too big for her shell, and then she wants more, but it's really hard to break through the shell.
I love the metaphors.
Okay, I like this.
And so we just finished her coloring book. That's all hand-sharpied. I burned out 5 Sharpies.
Come on. Did you do all the artwork?
Yeah, I did. Because I was too cheap to hire somebody.
And you think it looks great like that.
See, this is the chicken scene. I can't wait to see what else I'm going to grow into. Now I have these big legs.
That's her campaign flyer from last year.
Well, this isn't a normal-looking chicken. I mean, this is... I mean,
yeah, right? Exactly.
She's beautiful, and she knows it.
That's awesome. I saw that. Yeah,
I have to throw this in there because out in the hallway when Dennis was walking in, Mino walked up to Dennis and said, have you seen... No, you said to Mino, Dennis, have you seen her chicken? And both Mino and I are like, what the heck does that mean?
No idea if that
you're
was
about to rock
and roll
man.
Cold or something. But you're right. All right, ready to play, Jamie?
Yeah. Well, when for the little ad for this, Amanda picked... the song, an original I wrote, All the Love That Can Be. So I thought, my gosh, I play that so slow on the original recording. And it's a little brighter and poppier now. But I wrote this tune, and this actually could be a Scooter song. I got asked to do this when everything was just falling apart in life. And I was contacted by what would be like NPR in Japan, because I did some gigs over there. And they were doing...
did gigs in Japan?
I did, yeah. And they were doing a documentary on Hiroshima on the anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And they contacted me and said, asked if I would write a song for world peace. I'm like, you know, the last guy did that.
Wow.
I got shot. But
But
who is that?
It's not quiet around here.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Who are we talking about?
John Lennon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but I just.
I thought you were talking Tupac.
No, I was completely broke. And I just said, God, can you help me? Can you just write a song? Because I have no idea. And the song came out. And it was just, it's sort of a message that's really applicable today as
cool.
well.
Cool. Let's do it.
It's just about.
Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
You know, we're so divided in society.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. And I have a degree in politics and one a master's of broadcast journalism. And I know how the system works, unfortunately. And so this is.
Okay. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
So here we go. This is called All the Love That Can Be. I know you're tired and weary and the world is going mad. You scream, what are we doing? Is this the best that can be had? But when I look into your eyes, I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. So turn off all the chaos, the confusion, and the lies. We're taught to judge, to run, to hate, to live in a divide. But what's really in your heart? Just take off that disguise, 'cause I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. So take my hand. Like a compass always pointing north, you know just where I am, I will be there. So count the stars above and I will write a little song for each and every one that your heart might wish upon. So go and find your dreams, and those roads will lead us back to one. If you and I believe in all the love that can be, if you and I believe in all that love that can be, 'cause I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be.
Jamie Lynn Fletcher. Hey. What did I tell you about her, Todd? What did I tell you about her voice? How clean it was? Or it is? I mean, it's just pure. It's
Thank
awesome.
You. Well, this is way too early in the morning for me.
Well, that's great. Brian, just do I should be perfect?
I need a raise.
You know what I see?
What do you
I see Heights and Jamie.
100%.
For sure.
Oh.
Upstairs?
Awesome. Yeah.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I got a
Heights.
Keyboard, too. It's just, you only have so much room.
He's got a great little setup over there. You'd be right in the window, basically. Right, Brian?
Yeah, we can do the window downstairs. Okay. Yeah, it'll be a great atmosphere. People walk by, they see someone in the window, they want to invite them in. And
you'd be perfect for the Heights.
Oh. Absolutely.
Do you write? Is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of original
stories.
Tunes.
Wait, well, you got to hear one thing, though. She mentioned a little bit. Talk about your journalism background. Your education. I mean,
I was wondering if you're going to ask about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to get too weird, but I changed my major 7 times to basically avoid all I wanted to do was be a musician when I was a kid.
Sure.
But didn't have a lot of money as a kid, you know, growing up kind of poorish, lower middle classish kind of thing. And so you're going to be something real, right? So I had a scholarship to the Air Force, and I was going to be an engineer. And I wasn't being true to my heart. And
to the Air Force Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in ROTC. I applied for the academy, but I blew my knees out too many times. I had really bad knees as a kid. So that ultimately took me out of ROTC as well.
Okay.
But it was just a struggle trying to find something that could make an impact in the world. So I ended up in political science and international relations and serving all sides and running around with the theatrics in Madison and Washington, D.C.
The stories you could tell.
Oh, the stories I could tell. You have no idea. And I literally just hated myself. So I was going to become a journalist.
Your degree from?
UW-Madison, the first round.
Right.
I somehow finished in 4 years, and then I got a master's of broadcast journalism at Northwestern.
Top school in the country for that.
Yeah, it was actually the top journalism school. At the time, Adil, great school, but I, you know, had these idealistic goals, and I ended up being a correspondent out in D.C. for 5 minutes, a little more than 5, but it felt like a lifetime.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
I hated myself. I really did. And this is not, and it's not a cut on journalists, but I was not being truthful to. So
right.
I'm at these diplomat parties at the National Press Club, and all the hoity-toities, and everybody's schmoozing. It's the whole thing. It's the game. And in the corner was the band. It was music to be ignored by. Nobody at that party cared. And they were having such a blast. And they were the most honest people in the room. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, my gosh, I just want to be music to be ignored by.
Such an awesome story.
What a lofty story. I mean, but that is a really good story. And you're so honest about the seven majors and about, you know, not being true to your heart. And you've got
to. Yeah, I had to. I didn't want to be here if I couldn't do music. And that sounds really severe, but that's how severe it was. But yeah. I didn't have enough money to go to music school and all that stuff. And I prayed really hard. I got home with a master's and I just said, Lord, you put this thing in my heart. And I don't want to be here if I can't do it. But I had no outlet. And the next morning, the phone rang with a gig on Carnival Cruise Lines. My name had been passed through like a million channels. I totally stalked the Bill Porter Orchestra in Chicago. I probably was like super creepy, but
they seem nice.
But I auditioned for Bill's band, and basically it was laughable because I had no idea what I was doing on piano. I knew like Misty and Satin Doll. And he said, you just need to get your butt kicked. That's all. You've got it in your heart and your ear. It's not under your fingers. It's not in your brain, but we're going to do this, you know.
Dennis is very much agreeing with you now.
Yeah. Something I read to John yesterday, you know, you talk about growing up like you did. It was like, when I was young, I was poor.
Yeah.
But after years and years of hard work, I'm no longer young.
Yeah, that's the right. Dream of a musician.
But you're happy.
But I'm happy. I have chickens. So
send that to me, please.
Jamie Lynn Fletcher. We're here for a Heights Puppet Parlor music series. She is awesome. Back right after this. Clocks are running late.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Little John Lennon heading in here. Jamie Lynn Fletcher. Fantastic. We're going to have you do another song for the Heights Pub and Parlor music series.
Okay.
But, okay, you just crushed Jim's hopes and dreams.
Oh, wait, I got to hear about this. No, tell me.
Next time you want to go on a cruise, let me know. I've worked, I think, 8 or 9 lines.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, everything from
cruise
Carnival
lines,
to...
Yes.
Just saying.
Cruise
Seaborn lines. And Crystal. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I can steer you in the right direction on what you want, what experience you want.
Hear more about you.
Yeah.
I want to get the point across. I mean, you're obviously a very talented writer. And do you write music that goes to other artists, or is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would love that. I have pitched tunes before, but the record industry, it's so locked, and they definitely want everything in-house with their own writing for their own artists. So it's been a bit of a challenge.
Okay.
But
I go to Nashville quite a bit, and they give you, first time I was down there, took the tour.
Okay.
And some of those houses are people who write music. They're not really the musicians. You know, they'll
sell
it to you.
Yeah.
Those guys are living pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, being so talented, we had a guy in here, remember Johnny, and he just talked about the music comes to him, but he can't find the words.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, he can't do the lyrics.
But
he's got the sound, he's trying to match, he can't do it.
I think that's talented.
He really struggles with that. And he's a really good musician we had in here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me, one of the things that she said early on about getting the butt kicked.
Oh, yeah.
For everybody, anybody going into this kind of thing where you're going to be judged, it's just going to happen.
It's going to happen.
How do you handle it? Because that can crush some people. You know who gets crushed? When we used to have the people from the Comedy Store in Appleton, and they would tell us sometimes some young comic just bombed, and they're just like shattered, and they want to give it up. And so both of you, I got to imagine, have been through those times, right?
Well, sure.
Continuously.
Comedians, musicians, they're all walking the high wire at the same time. But you know what? If you love it, get up and do it again. You know, you fall off, get up and do it again. You learn from it. You learn better balance
really
from it. That's for sure.
Yeah, with all due respect, it's in any industry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I was going to say that also.
Music,
yep.
It's life.
You really have to have thick skin. I mean, you're always one gig away from being replaced by someone better than you. That's it. That's it.
Especially if you're doing a morning show in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Competition is great.
I knew somebody was going to throw that in.
You know.
Competition is very good. I think the world needs more of it and not to be afraid of it. Because if we had more healthy competition, people really would raise themselves to a standard. The world would be a lot better.
You know what I think is cool? Knowing you, your backstory and everything like that, your songs, they're right from your heart. You're not good just to say, I'm going to write a song about something. They're all right from a certain place,
They're in there. Yeah. I have to blame Brazilian music for a lot of that. I discovered Antonio Carlos Jobim on a record with Sinatra when I was 16.
Sheesh.
And I had no idea anything in Portuguese, but the sentiment was just so deep and beautiful that I had to convince UW to give me a huge grant to go to Brazil and do something I didn't want to do, so I could go to the cafes and listen to Bossa Nova.
Oh my! You got such an awesome.
So she wrote a song about it. It's called "Blame It on the Bossa Nova." The song.
Give
of
us another. What else do you have, Jamie Lynn Fletcher? Take us out here, Heist Pub and Parlor.
Well, this is
series.
Just it's a happy. How about "Girl from Ipanema"? That's... Don't we love that tune?
Hey, how do we get a hold of your music and what have
you? Oh, yeah. You can go to jamielynnjazz.com.
Jamielynnjazz. Nice.
.com or jamielynnfletcher.com. It'll take you to the same place.
And your books are there?
My books are there under the merch tab, and I've got samples of stuff. You need weddings, parties, funerals, divorce parties. That's when it all flies. I played some of those.
Want to get a quick update from
Brian?
Girl
Brian? Ipanema.
Quick update? Yeah.
I'll just play some chords behind you. Go.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington. Great weekend, big weekend coming. Basketball tomorrow.
UWGB women going for the
go
title. Go
check them out. Jamie, thanks so much. Your music's great.
You.
Let's get together and
cool.
Let's make it work.
Yeah.
And let's give a quick shout out to the CP Telethon. It's this weekend. It's original thing.
Oh,
and we're,
excellent.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Awesome.
So we support them.
And Jim and I will be at All-Star Wrestling tonight.
HWE. At Badger State
HWE.
Brewery.
I'm sorry, not All-Star Wrestling. Let me pull that one back. We're going to be there at Badger State Brewery. Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
Excellent.
End the week in a high note for
we're
us,
we're
going to
do some Portuguese, so sing along if you want.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Sure.
Dennis. Dennis, great seeing you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Nice meeting you all today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça ela menina que vem que passa no doce balanço caminho de mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, céu balançado e mais. Que um poema e a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Oh, porque estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste? Ah, a beleza existe. A beleza que não é só minha. Que também passa sozinha, ah, ah. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa o mundo sorrindo se enche graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor.
Nice.
Yeah.
We could hum along.
You could.
Don't know the words.
That
was great.
I think she was trying to sing in Portuguese.
Yes, I know.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
I could be wrong.
Wasn't that great?
Everybody amazing. Come out to the Legacy tonight. I'd love to see
man.
You.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that's a great place if you haven't been to the Legacy in and of itself. And
right
then
at the Grand Piano.
It's double because you're there as well. So that's going to be.
What time?
6 to 9 tonight and tomorrow night.
Fun.
So
and this is a place where you want to have a drink and listen to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Martinis, Manhattans.
Well, sure.
It's not
something in Portuguese.
It's really a beautiful place. Not pretentious though. Just please walk on in.
It
enjoy.
Is.
And you go to the Heights beforehand.
Yeah. That's
and have
right.
something really good to eat.
Right. Well done, Mino.
There you go, buddy.
I gotta say, your voice sounds like waking up on a Sunday morning.
I know. That's what she's
honest
got this
God.
Song about
honest.
Sunday morning.
It's in my dreams. It's on my album. I'll
honest
play it tonight.
To Pete, your voice is
it
so
is
warm.
It is such a good
it's
song.
Play it tonight.
Awesome. In
come
my
on
dreams. That's the name of the song.
Yes.
We could do both because she's right across the street from Badger State. We could do both. We could go see her.
Yeah
we could.
We could do
come
that.
Out.
And then will
let's
you play that,
that
song if we show up for
I
him?
I will. Yeah.
Or
totally.
Else I got to listen to it for another week of it, until we get another artist in. So
I'll do that. You're cool. On.
You know,
all right. Tonight.
See ya.
You know what's funny? I used to listen to her music on the way to work every day. I'd play your CD.
It's relaxing.
I can't
it's
remember
chill.
Where we first met, what event you were
it
at.
It was Winery. We sort of did a gig together. You were debuting your book.
That's right. You're
and,
right.
Well, he should start listening to it again if it relaxed him.
So I hear Heights
wow.
Badger State Legacy.
All right.
Heights Badger State Legacy.
That's
the plan tonight.
We're doing it. We're doing it. Jamie Lynn Fletcher, is an honor to have you here.
Thank you, Mike.
Keep in touch.
Thank
we're going to keep this rocking, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Dennis, always great having you, my friend.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Take care. We'll see you tonight, Brian.
Appreciate it.
Todd.
We're doing wrestling tonight. Hope you're making it.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.